Zane Dark Shadow stands back and covers himself in magic and vanishes.
This is for those girls, you son of a bitch. And I stab him through his fucking brainstem.
That's all. DJ Brains collapses to the stage.
Sorry, guys. It's everyone's curfew. Everyone go home.
I have lycanthropy. You can go to a healer about it.
Okay, well, maybe you should go to a healer about it.
I don't have health care.
There's some guidance counselor positions opened at our school.
Jabba looks like, hey, this is the first lucky break I've had in a while.
Oh, wow. No.
You make it to Seacaster Manor. You got yourself into some kind of scrap then, have you?
Yes, we did.
Keep playing, lass! Okay. We'll sing till the sun rises.
Hello and welcome back to Fantasy High. I'm Brendan Lee Mulligan. These are our intrepid adventurers. Say hello, intrepid adventurers.
Hello, intrepid adventurers.
Fucking dorks. Last we
fucking
left off.
Fucking lady hanging, why don't
you? Last we left off, y'all were in Seacaster Manor having a lovely time with Fabian's dad, Bill, and his crew of pirates.
And his mom.
Yeah, his hot mom.
Please leave my mother out of our interaction.
You guys haven't seen much of Hilarial. She's been in the sensory deprivation egg.
She's been in her sensory deprivation egg.
So the sun rises over Elmville. Far away, the tape around the crime scene of the Black Pit is going up, and police are investigating what may or may not have happened there. Pretty wild fucking event. However, you guys are all on a giant wooden balcony with an elaborate gilded balustrade and this amazing red velvet curtains blowing in the wind. You've been up all night.
Why? Just because we're so amped from battle?
Bill Seacaster has not allowed you to go to sleep. Yeah. He has fed you and plied you with liquor and kept you up. You see that he is out on the balcony looking off into the distance, and you see that he sort of thumps his hand into the table in front of him, going like, "And roll the old chariot along, we'll roll the old chariot."
My fingers are blistered from playing sea shanty with him.
Are you okay, Fig?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's cool. It's whatever.
Well, I suppose you children will be having some school this day, won't you?
Papa! But, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to keep, that. We talked about
getting it. Snuff powder! What's the problem with that?
But you're not supposed to do it in front of
it's
the
guests.
Can I have some?
No! You
absolutely may. When you have a guest in your home, they are welcome to what is yours.
Papa, I don't want all my friends coming over here thinking they can get snuff powder
from
you.
Dude, your dad just dunked on you.
Dad, do not dunk on me.
I cannot raise a man to not ply his friends with liquor and snuff powder.
Fine, ply my friends with snuff powder.
Fig, you'd be my guest. Please enjoy.
And he takes a little sort of, there's like a bust of like a sea drake on it. Little like blue thing, a little silver box. You can keep the box if you like.
Yeah, well.
Fig, that's illegal. What you're doing is illegal.
That's a wonderful point, so enjoy it all the more.
Thank you, the ball. Finally, the ball contributes.
Why do you think I'm doing it? Whoa.
Now, the point being this.
Did that burn?
Yeah, a little bit. My nose is bleeding on the inside.
What does it do?
Well, it keeps you up. It wakes you right up. We've been up all night drinking. We need a little bit of snuff powder to put the fight back in us, don't we?
I'll do it because I don't judge.
No.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
Get in on it, Kristen.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Did you enjoy it? Have you done it before?
I loved it. You know what? I'm cool, and you can always invite me around.
I'm going to do a perception check on Kristen to see if she actually did some or whether she faked it.
Hmm?
5.
She for sure did it. Yeah, 100%.
I'm buzzing.
Now, that's an interesting point your friend brought up here, and I'm sorry, because I'm just having a little bit of thought about it as I say it.
Oh, my God, Papa.
Listen here.
I'm fascinated by this.
Now, you've mentioned that that's illegal, right? But, of course, the fascinating thing about laws is that they are a fiction invented by the weak to annoy and harass the powerful.
He's so true. Also, do the laws apply if we're in a boat, which
He's
we are
so
right now?
He's so true. Are you listening to yourself?
No. All I'm saying is this. There is one law, and one law only. that's the Law of the Blade.
Oh, Papa.
The Law of the Blade, as old as war and time itself. The very first thing that crawled out of the sea knew this one rule. It is kill or be killed.
Oh, I mean, we have kind of been living by that law.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, that's
now,
true.
Who would like an omelet?
I'll have an omelet.
talk to me a little bit about this battle last night. How did it go? Tell me, I'm so excited. So, Fabian, you leapt in, you saw who had the gold, you put rapier to their throat, and then walk me through the rest.
There wasn't as much of that. We were started out separated, and so I had was with Adine at the front of the black pit, and then I ran in and I saw all my friends. I dodged, I delicately dodged two werewolves, and then I ran and I smashed through a glass pane, and then I bolted a bar, and then I bolted out of the bar, and all the while dodging undead, and then I shot DJ Brains with a hand crossbow. But it was actually the ball who did most of the killing.
I was the one who gave you the business card.
Right, I remember. Now, someone steadily paced me through here. You said that you were with your young wizard friend here.
Yes.
And you ran.
He ran towards the fight.
Yes, toward the fight, yes.
All right,
where
away
we were
from the wizard.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I assumed the wizard would join me, but then the wizard did not join me.
Now, why wasn't that expressed to one another? Where was your healer the whole time?
I got caught up with a new friend. She's so cool.
Then she fell down. She was knocked out for a while.
Yeah, she was also a werewolf.
I'm thinking about taking a first aid class because our healer's been getting knocked out a lot.
Yeah, I think I need to.
Your healer has been getting knocked out a lot.
I was pretty much instantly knocked out. And I had the craziest dream. I went up on a green hill in her face.
Now, I am afraid I'll have to intercede here for a moment. Y'all haven't been skipping your classes at adventuring school, have you?
Well, technically, I've been going to barbarian classes, even though I'm not one.
What are there of things afoot that have been putting our studies.
All right, look here. Walk me through here now. Why did you draw steel last night?
They seemed scary.
Everything.
They seemed scary. So your objective.
I mean, I wasn't there. I was in the other.
No. Let me understand. So your objective was to draw weaponry until it got less scary.
No, we went in to find a dude.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little paranoid from my snuff, so I'm gonna do a perception check on him, or like an insight check, because I don't like that he's asking all these questions.
Sure, go for it.
It's gonna be a big fat, real fat 8.
I'm gonna shoot you straight. Even if you had rolled very well, Bill Seacaster's mind is a constant storm of emotion. And trying to get a bead on a guy who seems to be hair trigger in every single interaction that he has would be next to impossible.
Okay.
You see, he says,
I want to be very clear. All of your work is remarkable. You're walking out here all whole and healthy after having gone into the black pit full of vampires and werewolves. I understand that. And I won't take it away from you. There are two kinds of men in this world.
And women.
What?
And women.
Are you saying
that's on me. Hold on. That's on me. There are two kinds of people in this world.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, it's all right. And thank you for correcting me. I am an old dog, but I can learn new tricks. And I speak in a little bit of an archaic vernacular. I appreciate you having the courage to check me on something that was honestly not all right. And if you speak again, I'd have turned and slit you like a fish!
Papa, please.
Now, there's two kinds of people in this world. Them's that fight for blood, and them's that fight for gold. One who fights for blood is a dead man right away, or woman. He sees only combat for its own sake. Now those men would come to my ship. They'd ask for crew. They'd ask, say, oh, put me in first, mate. I could see that the love for blood was going to put them into a grave. Soon, I have no use for dead men. Only men that can make me richer. Now, a man who fights for gold is a man who knows why he's fighting.
Or a woman.
And that's what matters. Also, now that I'm thinking about it, I had a clay construct on my ship, and I've also had a sort of a fire energy being, that both of them were genderless. Yes, and they're also both excluded by that.
Even more
by men
inclusive.
Or women.
Yeah.
That's right.
Even people is kind of exclusive.
That's right. I've had things that weren't people.
Yeah.
One time we had a tornado that just helped.
I'd fall back on.
And you considered the tornado part of the crew?
I mean, the tornado conducted a share of the wealth. I hope it was part of the crew.
That's
we cut the tornado in.
Very generous.
Wow. The tornado served on about four or five missions with us.
Say, like, what do tornadoes like?
Gold.
Yes.
Oh. Tornado was extremely slow by the end of those five missions. It was so stuffed with gold.
It
was
mostly gold swirling.
A bunch of gold swirling around.
I mean, I suppose that's pretty dangerous. I mean, gold is heavy and moving at a fast rate.
No, absolutely. Every time the tornado got richer, it became far more deadly.
I mean, you said the tornado was at my third birthday party, correct?
The tornado, by the way, sends its best wishes. It is actually.
Well, tell the tornado he should come by more often.
This is wild.
Your life.
Right, but Papa, you were saying, did your ramblings have a point?
They did have a point, which is this. I fear no one. Death to me is nothing more than a joke. And when my time comes, I will leap into hell and kill the devil.
Whoa, that's so metal.
But
can I borrow that for a lyric?
I wonder if the devil's cooler than God.
Certainly, of course.
Devil might be my dad.
Is the devil a man?
No.
It's a tornado.
Now, the point being this. However, death is a part of every combat, no matter how easy to overcome it may seem. So, the way you avoid death is by knowing why you fight. You don't fight to fight, you fight to win. And winning looks like whatever your gold is. For some people, the gold is gold. For other people, the gold is other things.
Silver.
Love.
Bronze.
Not bronze.
Okay, great.
But silver, I love, certainly. Some people fight for abstract ideals who, though they can never be fulfilled within their lifetime, are still a cardinal direction that they can move in. The point is this, gold's the best. What?
I was gonna say, I bet some people fight for a friendship.
That'll happen in its own time. Doesn't need to be rushed. This will grow organically as a process.
Wow, yeah.
To this,
okay.
Right.
Whatever. I wasn't talking about me, losers. I kick a chair.
Please don't kick my furniture.
I take the snuff box away from
him. You see that Bill Seacaster looks and says, if you'd like, I'd be more than happy to run you through some drills or some training.
Oh,
what's a drill?
What is a drill?
I know what a
drill. All right, we're doing this! And you see he claps his hand. You guys spend the rest of that day...
we skip
school? You fully skip school.
Yeah. Nice, dude!
What do our parents think? We didn't come
home
last
school
night.
And did drugs
at one
day.
Point, if any of you try to get a crystal to, like, let a parent know where you are, Bill fully disarms you and smacks it out of
All right, everyone hand. Please just stop trying to call their parents, all right?
I'm
My
not.
Father will continue to slap it out of
I'm
your hand.
Exhausted.
You'll earn your freedom on the battlefield, you will.
You see that you guys spend that day drilling and training. Bill runs through a ton of stuff with you. There's a lot of stuff about, like, you know, like keeping like Fabian and Gorgug in front of everybody and keeping Kristen in the middle of everybody. And there's a lot of stuff about like, what languages do you guys all speak that like aren't common if you needed to communicate quickly and secretly with each other?
Fig suggests that we come up with our own language.
That sounds vastly complicated and like we don't have the time.
So what do most of us
speak?
I speak
Elvish, Orcish, and Goblin.
I speak Gnomish and common.
I speak halfling.
And a little bit of Elvish. Orcish.
I guess I know some Elvish from missions trips, so I just know religious words in Elvish.
Yeah.
We'll use Elvish
words. I speak Elvish, Elven, High Arcana, Draconic, and Infernal.
Why don't we just come up with a couple words in Elvish that we all know? Like anyone who doesn't know Elvish, yeah, like, we have like a couple words.
Like stay, run, yeah. Left, right.
Yeah. Gorga, could you do that?
Teach you guys.
No, we teach you.
No, you learn five words total.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't know.
We'll write them on your drumsticks.
The fact that you didn't understand the question makes me doubt.
All right, cool. It's settled. Elvish.
Elvish. Elvish. Fantastic.
Elvish. Okay. We'll make up one.
The day draws to a close. Bill Seacaster hasn't slept. You don't know when. You guys haven't slept either. You're fucking exhausted. Bill comes over to you guys and slaps you on the back and says,
"It is a good day's work. I have some cars coming to take you all back to your homes. Do you all have a captain amongst you?"
Yeah.
Unofficially.
I would say no.
God. No. All right, don't you dare try and fall into a de facto role the ball.
I think everyone thinks I'm the captain.
Father, I'm here to tell you that no one thinks he's the captain.
I don't like any kind of power concentration, so I'd prefer that we didn't kind of...
Yeah, I'm happy with a democratic...
Yeah, we're something of a democracy.
Should we elect a captain?
Do we need... I mean, is that what you're asking? Are you suggesting that we need a captain?
I guess it would be you.
No.
I don't know.
I would happily take it on.
I mean, if we're looking for a captain, I mean, look at this man. Look at me. I'm his son. I can easily do it. But
I will not be the captain of your teenage friend group.
Okay. I was just saying we're cut from the same cloth.
I understand. Okay. Now, perhaps this democratic system can work. Democracies function best in situations where immediate forceful action is not needed. So hopefully the democratic process will avail itself to you in these combat scenarios. Now, those vehicles are on their way. I bid you all a good evening. My darling Phoebe, would you come with me for a moment?
Of course, Papa.
Bill Seacaster takes you aside and brings you over to the garage, and he raises it up, and you see the Hangman. Red and white, gorgeous skull and crossbones motorcycle. You see that it roars with fire.
Master, again I see you. I am ready to serve.
Fantastic. Oh, Papa, you've done such a fantastic job. It's absolutely gorgeous.
For my darling boy, this hellish contraption, I love you more than I can say, and may it serve you well.
Well, Papa, I've got to take her out for a spin once around the block, shall we?
You and me.
I mean,
me on the back. I love it!
Okay,
and you see, he climbs onto the back of his motorcycle, hugs his arms around you, and says, "Now go, lad, and never stop!"
Right, excuse me, Hangman, can we do once around the block, please?
Or you wish to break up our hands?
Can I make a perception check out the window? Mm-hmm.
I want to see it. I only got a 9. Riding with his dad. Yep, that's a 16.
Yeah, oh, for sure. You see Fabian in his leather jacket and his father, still shirtless, hugging him in the back of the motorcycle, tearing off down the street. You see that it is, you guys have been working all day, so it's like 6 o'clock at night. It's kind of like rush hour. Fabian, like, pops up onto the sidewalk, and you see that Bill Seacaster draws his saber and just starts hucking mailboxes. Just,
stop!
On your guard!
Okay.
On your guard, downtown Enville! It's never safe! Death around every corner!
Right,
Wonderful. you guys all get home. Your parents are all variously freaking the fuck out. Fig, your mom is a little bit less so.
My mom sucks.
but the rest of you guys get home. The next day, you guys wake up and you guys head back to the Eggford Adventuring Academy.
On my way, I'd like to stop by and see Galeer. I guess I'd like to go out of my way to stop by the Strong Tower Luxury Apartments and see Galeer.
Absolutely.
Before school.
Cool. You knock on the door. And your father, opens.
Father. I wish my father would open the door.
Opens the door. You see that he is in sort of a white undershirt, boxers, and like a terry cloth bathrobe. You see he looks out. You see that there is like just a lot of open like yogurt containers and some like
yogurt.
So sad. Oh, so wet.
Smells like dairy in here. No, the yogurt. The wet thing we just.
You see, he looks and
so
says,
wet.
"Ah, my sweet daughter. Hello. You've come to the Strong Tower luxury apartments early in the morning."
Yeah, I'm just stopping by. It's not a big deal. I just want to let you know, if you're looking for, you know, something to do with your days, a reason to get out of the terry cloth bathrobe, there's two positions open at school. And, you know, I know you and I have had our differences, but it would be cool with me if you worked there. It'd be cool to see each other a little more and whatnot. Or whatever.
He looks back into the apartment full of yogurt cups and says,
"I have a couple of irons in the fire, but if those..."
Really? What are those irons?
I'm waiting on some calls on my crystal to come back. There's some people. A friend of mine down in Bastion City knows a guy who's starting up a crystal company, and they're looking
Can
for...
Can I detect...
Yeah, detect... Oh, yeah, for sure.
Detect what? I'm gonna detect his thought.
He rolled in at one. I just want to point that out. The thing that flashed across his head is him saying, "Last night I couldn't go to sleep, so I tried to jerk off, but was too sad to, and stayed up all night eating yogurt."
Oh God!
That's what's on his head. That's what a nat one will get you.
Why are you, Fig? Why are you reacting that way?
You don't want to dive deeper into his brain?
No, I rescind that. I try to stop detect thoughts from happening. I don't want to hear anything else.
He dismissed the spell. So I've got a lot of things going on. Pretty busy over here.
Yeah.
But I will...
If you want to come in, I kind of have an in with the vice principal.
Are you asking me? Because I can call my friend up and say, "Hey, no, nope, no thank you."
Yeah, I think make that call. In fact, maybe I could help you get into something, clean yourself up a little bit, and you can come to school with me. I can introduce you to the vice principal, and you just be thinking right now whether you'd rather be a guidance counselor or a lunch lady.
Well, I wouldn't be a lunch lady. I'd be
a lunch lad, pardon me.
I don't like lunch lad.
You see, he says,
"I will get myself cleaned up, although as an elf, my hygiene is impeccable, and these terry cloths were woven by elves and repel all but the most powerful stains."
So it's some powerful yogurt then?
Oh shit.
I think just do a big change.
There's some jam.
Just do a big just a big change. Everything you're wearing, change it for something else. And then just dunk your head in the sink.
All right. I was thinking about buying my hair is kind of thinning up top. I was thinking about maybe getting a... Not that elves necessarily go bald, but I think...
Can I cast Minor Illusion so he has a little fedora on his head?
Yes, you can.
I do that. How about that?
I know not what has inspired this sudden act of mercy and kindness, but I shall repay you as a father can, in love, and if you want yogurt, I have some.
No, I want nothing to do with yogurt and your yogurt and anything that you have to do with yogurt. Anyways,
it's going to go bad in probably another day or two. I bought too much.
That's okay. I'm just, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and close this door and stand here
And then when you're all ready, I'll be here and you can open the door and we can go walk to school together.
Cool, cool, my child. Cool, cool.
And he closes the door.
Jesus.
Actually, wait, well, while he does that, can I go in and just throw out all his yogurt while he's changing?
It doesn't expire tomorrow. It expired yesterday.
Oh God.
You throw it all out. He comes out in like a crisp white shirt and some slacks. It's sort of like he put on a little bit of weight after the divorce, and so it kind of doesn't fit super great. But he's got a little illusory hat on. He says,
Jesus.
Very well. To the west, or I guess north, mostly north.
It's north, yeah.
North, we go.
Cool.
He gets in his sort of old ratty car, turns the little elemental engine on. You guys arrive at school. You walk in. Where do you take your dad?
To Principal Goldenrod.
Golden Horde.
You walk to Vice Principal Golden Horde's office. You knock on it. You hear a voice, come in, come in. You walk in. Vice Principal Golden Horde looks up and goes, it's young Miss Faith. And he says, Galea Faith, I am the father of young Figaroth.
More or less. We use the word father liberally because obviously... but...
All right, that has nothing to do with me. Go ahead, what can I do for you?
I was thinking Galear, aka my dad, would be a great guidance counselor or lunch lad.
Sorry, what? Lunch lad? That's hurtful.
You see that he looks up, and you see that Galear says...
It has come to my attention that my daughter would benefit from paternal presence. As such, I would like to avail myself of one of the positions open here at the school. I served as a counselor to the elven people for many long years, and I am gifted at understanding the ways of the heart and emotion. I have healed the madness and sickness. You see that Vice Principal Goldenhur kind of crosses his fingers and goes, I'm going to have to stop you right there. We've actually just filled the guidance counselor position.
And you see he points in a corner of the room you haven't looked in, and you see Jawbone the werewolf over there.
Jesus Christ.
Gives you a surfs up.
Hey, what's going on? Fuck
yeah,
dude.
I give it back.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Good
night.
Hey,
fucking. Welcome.
I got a job. Let's fucking fix kids.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's cool, because Galear is also interested in the lunch lad position.
I am... I can already tell that your father is an expert in yogurt from the glob hanging off that you see. Your father looks at you and says, I ate a quick cup to bolster my spirits after I changed. I'm ever so sorry.
You see that Jawbone says,
all right, well, no, it looks like the jobs are filled. Gil, nice to meet you. Jawbone, I used to deal drugs out of a nightclub, and now I'm the guidance counselor here, so that's cool. Tell you what, I gotta go crack some books, cause I'm gonna do the shit out of this job. And if you think I'm gonna fucking suck at this, you better wake up, cause it's fucking guidance time.
I'm looking forward to talking to you, because I've been taking exclusively barbarian classes, and I think it might be wrong.
You see, Vice Principal Goldenhorn says, don't talk to him about that, talk to me, that's wrong. You have a class schedule.
Where?
I mean, it was handed out on the first day.
Oh, I know what happened. You didn't give it to me because you wanted me to come in and
okay! No, everyone out. You're both hired. You go to real bard class. Goodbye!
Slams the door. You see Jawbone looks over and says, hell of a guy, man. Nice guy. Nice dude.
He's great. He's a flirt. Watch out.
Oh, really? Is he hound around here? Is he dog around?
See, Galear goes. You see, Galear goes.
This is my daughter. I know it's, but there, I raised this young woman, and I hate this.
You guys head off. Lunchtime thereabouts. You see, Gil's got the hairnet on him, already
Galear?
Jumping in. Galear, yeah. Galear's got the hairnet on him, and you guys are all sitting down at lunch together.
Guys, I wanted to ask you a question. I only have these, like, fake school uniform outfits because it's the only thing my parents will buy for me. But I was wondering if you guys could, like, help me have a makeover?
Oh my gosh, yes! I have, like, 10 camp shirts, all of them different tie-dye. You can pick whatever pattern you want.
Sounds like you guys got this figured out.
Exactly. I've
got a leather bustier.
I mean, maybe we could go shopping is what
I'll
I mean.
I'll give you a $45 gift card and you can just
$45? You just sold your house.
Excuse me, 45 gold
pieces. Your dad passed
pieces.
Out 800 bucks worth of coke last night.
Wait, it's snuff powder, right? But I'll give you a $45 gold piece gift card. You can go.
I'm sorry, what is it, a gift card too? Because that kind of limits us.
Well, it's like a Visa gift card.
All of my clothes are handmade in foreign lands, all right? I don't know where people like you buy clothes.
I have really good taste. If you want my help.
Thank you.
As you can see, I have a beautiful hoodie.
I'll go with you guys.
Yeah, I definitely.
Gorga just does staples.
I'm going to go, though, to make sure that none of you get seduced by the consumerist lore.
Anyway,
you wear clothes all the time.
Yeah, if I didn't, it'd be weirder.
Okay. I'm super in. I don't just wear tie-dye. I've actually had my eyes on a new hoodie.
Has anybody seen Zane?
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to give it out to. What if Zane? What are we going to do?
You're right, Zane.
He.
Have we seen Zane?
He's somehow involved with the missing girls.
As you guys are talking about Zane, you see Zelda Donovan, the satyr girl that you were talking to longer before, turns around from the table, makes sort of weird eye contact with you for a second, and goes, are you guys talking about Zane?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen him today?
He didn't show up at school yesterday.
Do you know where he lives?
I mean, he always hangs around Cravencroft, the cemetery.
You think he lives there, though? Okay. I mean, I know he's a creep,
but... he hangs out there.
I wanted to say that I still haven't learned drums yet.
What are we watching?
It's like a Michael Cera talking to Michael Cera.
I'm sorry I threw that guy in front of you.
It's okay. I honestly, like, you know, everyone does stuff, you know, like, I don't wear pants, and it's just because, like, I'm covered in fur, but, like, it's not a thing. It's like, you can't say anything because it's all fur. I have goat legs.
Are they talking to what each other? Are they just talking what down to the ground?
I'm sorry. You see that she just starts sweating and says, I'm sorry, that was fucking stupid. And
no,
gets up
I didn't mean.
And walks away.
Is there any kind of first aid kit or defibrillator in the lunchroom?
Yeah, for sure. You see one up over on the wall.
Cool. You guys have been going down a lot. I might try to steal this bad boy.
Should we make a noise over here?
Yeah, we can.
Oh yeah, I'll create.
Why don't you guys bang around?
I'll use thaumaturgy to create a tremor, and everyone will think there is an earthquake.
Great.
And I'll yell, earthquake!
Yeah,
great.
Didn't want somebody run for the first aid kit.
Okay. Hey, so should we still hit up Zane and Crystal?
Ready?
I can cast Unseen Servant and send the servant to get the.
I like this plan.
I like this plan.
All right, let's do the earthquake plan. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
3, 2.
Tornado!
Earthquake! No, wrong.
Oh boy. Okay, 16 for stealth.
So you yell tornado and then earthquake as an earthquake starts. You see that Rog Barkrock, as the things are running, rushes over, like holding onto tables, like crawling across the ground, gets over to you and smashes your head into a table and goes, this guy doesn't even know what a fucking earthquake is, dude! And starts crawling back to the tables, back to his table.
I cast Ray of Sickness on that piece of shit. Don't fuck with my friend, dude.
Don't fuck with my dude, friend.
I do it.
That's not a thing. Adine, in that commotion, I stole this coat. So you don't have to wear a school uniform anymore.
I mean, that's really sweet, but you should give it back. Somebody will notice that I'm wearing their coat.
I also, know, but we're at school here.
That's my hoodie.
Really? That was you? I'm sorry, I've never done anything that wild. You guys, honestly, I feel unwell. I keep having a lot of dreams. I think I might go try to find Coach Daybreak just to chat.
All right, yeah, that's fine. Well, we can all agree to meet in Cravencroft Cemetery after school.
Yeah, or in the parking lot. I'm thinking of following up on the crystal with Zane.
Did our earthquake plan work?
Oh yeah, you scooted right over, grabbed that first aid kit off the wall. As you do, you see no one notices. You see Galeer, who's behind.
the thing, like, as like food is flying all over him in the air. In addition to yogurt, it seems I am now covered in all manner of wet foods. You see that he looks over and says, I don't know my job well enough to know if you're allowed to do that, but if you're not, don't.
One of my friends got a cut.
By all means, young gong.
I take all, I like, pull it out of the wall, screws come loose.
Can I also set up a little tip jar in front of Galeer?
So yes. Sad.
Absolutely.
I want him to get a little extra cash.
The thing, the place full of teens sees the tip jar as an immediate fucking bit machine, and the amount of written cruelty that immediately begins to find its way into the tip jar is truly unnerving.
Oh, that would so
cool.
Cool. So you guys have made a plan to meet at Cravencroft Cemetery mm-hmm. after class lets out.
Let's do it.
Kristen, you go to find Coach Daybreak.
Yeah. Hey.
Kristen, hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's good. How are you? Are you busy? Or?
I'm all right.
Oh, great. I was praying this morning, and I thought about a friend of mine, and I just need some advice. I was praying for her, and she doesn't know if she's Helioic anymore. Wow. She's straying away from Helio. A lot of things don't make sense.
Wow.
What should I tell her?
I mean, I cut her off, you know, because she's going straight to hell.
Really?
Yeah, cut her off. I mean, there's no point messing around with that stuff. She is.
Well, you know, what if some of it's right? Like, some of it started because someone was like, we gotta really be good, or else Earth is gonna be hell, you know, but maybe not all of it, like all the little rules and stuff, maybe that part that just kind of got added on at the end and now we're still living with it, you know?
Look, it's, faith is kind of a wild thing, right? Basically, the way it works is like this. There's people that don't believe in Helio, right? And there's people that do believe in Helio, okay? And the people that do believe in Helio are good people, right? Because they wouldn't believe in Helio if they weren't good people.
Yeah, it kind of makes you become a good person too.
Right.
Focusing on.
So the way I look at it is like this. The things that people who believe in Helio do are good, right? And the things that people do that don't believe in Helio, those are bad, right? Does that make sense? Am I kind of making sense here?
But I'm reading so much about the Crusades, and it feels like all the people who believed in Helio just, like, they killed a bunch of people. I heard a thing where they all had coats that they loved, the indigenous people, and they burned all the coats, like, after they had already won. They just piled the coats, and they lit them on fire, and they were like, these were ugly anyway.
Right.
Yeah. It was like a straight quote.
Well, I think the thing about that to remember is, does it matter whether or not you burn a coat if the person is going to burn forever in hell? Does that make sense? I'm trying to think.
My other friend's gay.
Well, they're going to hell.
Okay.
I'm just trying to shoot you straight.
I think,
yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I just don't want you to get caught up in that.
See, what about?
Here's the thing. Soul, right, is the god of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun gives life to everything. Mm-hmm. But it also burns, okay? And
this is insane.
It was just the weirdest thing I've ever heard. The coats. Oh, sorry.
Julie just pulled that from the zoot suit, right?
I was like trying not to laugh and it came out as tears.
Baby.
Coach looks at you and says, my understanding of God is this. When I think about people that aren't like me, I get so mad. And it feels like there's a sun inside me that's burning my insides, right? And, you know, whether soul says do something or don't do something, I believe in him. So I'd rather believe in him and not do what he said than do what he said and not believe in him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just be mad, okay? I'm just gonna try to spoil it, Dan. Just be mad.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'm gonna start keeping a journal for each day my friend believes in Helio or doesn't, and then whatever the end total is, I'll just tell her to do that.
Hey, guess what? If they don't believe in Helio, they're not your friend, okay?
Cool.
Tell me about them and where they are.
What?
Tell me about them and where they are.
It's a friend that lives far away.
Good.
Because
They're not your friend. It's good they're far.
Yeah, this is, you know what? You know who Helio hung out with? People different than Helio. Do you want this bracelet? Because I think I'm never going to wear it again. It's the one that says, remember to pray and the fire is inside you.
See, he takes it and goes, you don't want it? Why don't you remember to pray?
I have maybe a little too much fire inside me. I'm trying to...
Oh, that's good. Too much fire inside is a good thing. Here's the thing. Okay, Helio hung out with somebody. Helio did that or this. Mm-hmm. There's a million of those things. You'll go crazy trying to keep track of all those rules. Just remember, you believe in Helio. And then that's it.
Okay.
And then just put your head down and go.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah, totally.
You're a good kid.
It's so good to talk to you. My parents say hi.
Say hi to them for me. Okay, say hi to Donna. It's great. Awesome.
Right. We'll see you Sunday.
We'll see you around. See you on Sunday.
See ya. Shit. All right.
You walk from that extremely horrifying encounter with Coach Daybreak. You guys head out from there. You guys see, as you're walking out of school, to go ahead to the cemetery, which is actually not too far away. You can see it's sort of right nearby. So it's easy to walk. You pass, you see there's like a little grand opening of like a little chain bank next to the school. Sort of opening up. You see the sort of smell of like paint coming out of it. You see this big three red letters KVX on it, KVX Bank, as you're walking by.
Can we hop in and see if there's any like free pens or like...
lollipops?
Okay, why do we need anything? We will just go buy better things if we want them.
Well,
can we just look in the glass real quick?
Yeah,
just
check it out?
Cool, you check it out. Go for it.
I want two as well.
What is check it out?
Nat 1.
I got a nat 20.
Two.
Nat 20.
Perception? Yeah. Oh, I have a lot. I have 25.
I'm breathing too much.
Nat 20 is great. You look in and see that not only are there no free lollipops and no free pens of any kind, you see there's a big sign at the front that says, store policy, no complimentary pens or candies.
This place sucks.
Damn. I rolled a nat 1.
And not in a good lollipop
This place
way.
Seems honestly kind of cool.
I mean, if you guys
are going in?
No, let's fuck it. All right.
If you guys need lollipops and pens, I'll buy them for you.
Wait a second. A bank without free pens or lollipops, isn't that a little bit suspicious?
No!
Like it's just a bad bank.
No, right?
Just
people with money
go to banks. Did you do more of that snuff?
Sure, I'll cost detect magic on it.
No.
With that nat 20, you don't even need to. You can see the place is filled with magic. You see that there's a bunch of like armored cars, so elemental vehicles, that are taking out huge things of like gold, big gold coins. Just
out?
Like,
they're taking it out?
Oh,
of
out
them?
Of the trucks and into the bank. They're like filling up the location, basically.
Oh, okay. Do you think this is a magical bank, or do you think this is some kind of cover for something
else? It's
just
a bank. People put money in a bank. Why are we don't need to read into this bank. Are you all so poor that you don't understand how banks work?
We didn't get anything from Zane. I just feel like we got
to
catch up.
It feels like a pretty cool bank to me.
I'm very rich, but my parents are very stingy.
I'm going to start to walk off into the cemetery. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to join them.
You guys head to the cemetery.
It's so poor. God, they don't understand how
dragging,
banks work.
Dragging Gorgug by his hoodie.
It's called bank.
You guys are out at Cravencroft. Cravencroft is a very spooky cemetery. Especially towards this time of night. During the daytime, it's actually okay. You can go and like visit. And Riz, you see your dad's grave up on the little hill.
I don't tell anyone.
Oh, God, that kills me!
You see that
But you see that there's like the section where like Johnny spells and greasers are all buried.
Can I do a knowledge? Would I know if someone, if Zane becomes invisible, would his little rat also become invisible?
His little rat also would become invisible. Yes.
Okay. Could I just real quick, just gonna do this. If nothing comes from it, that's fine. I'd like to create a minor illusion of a sexy rat.
What? Just, I see what you're doing.
I need you right now, Emily Axford, to verbally describe a sexy rat. Put an image in my head as the Dungeon Master for what that is.
Okay, so it's like a real wet nose.
So great. Gross. I try not to judge player character choices,
start.
But that sucks.
Incredible start.
So hot. So
wet nose.
And it's like a really, really pointy. The whiskers are like long and like curled at the end, like Farrah Fawcett hair. And the ears are like so perfectly circular. And then the tail is like super long, and like the front paws are super skinny, but then the back legs are like meaty.
She did it. Right. That's a hot rat.
That is honestly a hot rat.
So this fucking nightmare rat is created with illusory magic.
Oh my god, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Riz is a little attracted to the rat.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, she's
where did that come
cute.
From? What is like, that?
For it's kind of a
hot, it's kind of a hot rat.
What the fuck is that?
In Elvish, I say, guys, be cool.
Zane is an elf, you idiot. He will understand every word that we say.
What did you say?
What the fuck is that?
You guys see that this sexy rat takes off into the graveyard, kind of like swaying its hips back and forth.
It's
and
on,
kind of
what?
looking around.
What is wrong with that rat?
I'm just watching it the whole time.
You see it kind of like winks over like a little gargoyle and someone's
what?
Like...
Why did it's you like, do this?
It's so stupid.
You see that it finds like a little like sort of acorn by a tree and takes it up and goes like
too big.
I'm sorry.
Acorn too big.
What is this? What did you do?
Okay, guys, get in, bring it in so no one can hear.
What?
Zane has his rat, and I'm trying to lure out his rat to find out if he's invisible here.
Oh, that's the most insane plan I've ever heard.
Well, it's can I make only a perception check.
Make a perception check.
Nine.
Yeah, can we investigate the
are
area?
Are we near? We're not near Johnny Spell's
grave. Yet. No, you're not.
Maybe we should sneak up on his grave.
13. Sneak up on that, and then I would like to cast detect. If I cast detect thoughts near by him, will I be able to sense that he's there?
Yeah.
Yes. Detect thoughts will bypass invisibility.
I think the rat is a good idea.
No.
I'm going to need all of you guys to... you don't need to make perception rolls for this. You see that a fucking enormous owl comes down and... and grabs the sexy rat and takes off.
I want to shoot the owl.
No, do not shoot that owl. That owl is doing a fucking world of service, all right?
I got to like,
feel like that. Can I slap that shit out of Riz?
I'm sorry.
Stop!
The rat was cute.
Now
shut
I need,
up, we're trying to be sneaky.
Now I need everybody here to make perception.
Great.
Nat 20 again.
Hell yeah, 22.
I got a nat
1.
Oh, terrible. You don't see anything because I assume that the death of your sexy rat is much too jarring.
It was so
hot. Can I go put my hand on his shoulder for the best?
Adine, so everyone else is bickering and arguing. Adine, your keen elven senses follow the owl. You survey the edge. Cravencroft is a large cemetery. On multiple trees around the edge of the cemetery, you begin to count. There are about 7 or 8 owls watching the cemetery. And as you skirt the edges in the long grasses towards the fence, you notice about 10 or 12 cats that you just clock all of them at once.
Everybody shut up.
What?
Why?
Why?
It was hot.
Did you see that sexy? How are we supposed to come back from that shit?
That owl
was
so
sexy
too. I'm trying to tell you important information.
No,
it was not.
That owl is not a regular owl. That owl is not a regular owl. There are owls and cats surrounding us right now.
What size? How big?
Like 8 owls. Owls are big.
We're at a cemetery at night. That's normal, right?
No, it's not.
No, that's a lot.
One,
two,
and they're just hanging out.
Detect
evil?
Yeah, can I do detect good and evil?
Yes, absolutely. As you cast detect evil, you detect a faint aura of menace. You see that one of the cats far away turns, looks at you. You get a faint aura of menace from its eyes. The cats disappear, and you see the owls.
They also disappear.
They're evil.
So none of them are left? Are there any cats left?
Not that you can see. Everybody make a perception check once more.
Ooh!
16.
Now I got 21. 15. I got a 21 as well.
21 as well. You hear the last of the owls flying away and the sun setting, the light fading from the last of the horizon. As you talk about the owls, you hear a voice, not behind you, literally standing in the middle of you, say, "More owls than normal at Cravencroft." Yeah. And there is just a about 8 foot tall, rail thin, maybe like 110 pound Undertaker standing in the midst of you.
Ah! Ah! Where did you come from?
Yeah, exactly.
I work here at the cemetery.
Yes, yeah. But you weren't here a second ago.
I walked up.
Is it cool for smoke here?
Yes, okay. We're outside.
All right, who are you?
I am Sylvester, the caretaker of Cravencroft. Dark secrets here in the cemetery. The final resting place of many of Elmville's own.
Yeah, I heard a couple of those tiefling greasers died. I bet a lot of people have been here recently for that.
No, very few have come to visit those jabronis.
It sounds like you're falling down a well.
Oh, did you say jabronis?
That is how they referred to those whom they dismissed as lesser than. And it seems the town was only too eager to return that feeling in kind.
You haven't seen a real shitty-looking goth kid.
Constantly. He's always around.
But constantly, including now? What does he do here? Does he only go to where the tieflings were buried, or does he just kind of wander? Is he more here for the ambience?
He kind of just hangs around.
Can I make an insight check?
Yeah, go for it.
Four.
Four. This guy seems very cool. And here's the thing. You're 90% sure he's not your dad, but there's a chance. He's not an orc, so you feel like probably not, right? But maybe.
Hey, I just have to ask. It's on my mind. Everyone's gonna think this is stupid, but.
By all means, there are no stupid questions.
Are you my freaking dad?
Hilsian says, "How would that work? Why would you assume that?"
I mean, if you were my dad, you'd know how it would
work. Okay,
Fig,
can you make another sexy rat? Because I'm gonna cast light on it, and then we'll be able to see. Because I can't see any of you, and it's getting really creepy.
Why don't you just cast light on another sexy rat?
I've been casting light on my religious stuff, but I just need a break from religion for a little while, okay? Whoa. So I'm not gonna cast light on it. I need something else.
Here you go.
A sexy feminine rat. All right, we have a bright glowing rat.
Sylvester says,
"Not the normal ambiance of this place. Somehow more disturbing in its provocative."
The rat is like touching its six nipples.
Yeah, this time it's pregnant.
"I don't like you children." You see, he says, "To answer your question, I could not be your father. My junk was all messed up in a bicycle accident."
Christ, all right, Mr.
Wait, bicycle
accident?
Have you talked
to exactly. The
goth kid?
Thank you.
Bicycle, like as in motorcycle?
No.
Goth kid.
Regular.
He's no one's dad.
I wasn't sure.
A regular bicycle.
I bet you ride one of those bikes that has a big front wheel.
Yes, a velocipede.
Right. Have you talked to that goth kid ever?
The seat fell off and I tried to sit down.
Hello,
on the metal.
Mr. Part. Sylvester? Hi. Yes. My name is Fabian. Fabian Seacaster.
What exactly happened to your junk?
Oh my god. Doctors still don't know.
Did it get
it got all jumbled up in there.
Hi, Riz Gutgak. Have you ever spoken to that emo kid? Goth kid?
Same dark shadow.
Yeah.
Many times did he wander this cemetery, dancing to his Walkman and saying poetry to the headstones. I asked him to leave a bunch of times, and he never did.
Can you talk to dead people?
Can I speak to the dead? Yes, I speak to them all the time.
Do they, like, it's actual conversation?
I do most of the talking.
Is Zane Darkshadow his real name, or is his name actually, like, Jeff Spratt?
Zane Darkshadow named himself when he
did. Of course he did.
When he sued for emancipation from the foster system.
Sad.
You all feel like a bunch of assholes.
I don't, because I'm running
question.
Down
the Don't you, judging a poor kid.
I have a question, and do you know what songs he likes to listen to since he's walking around and he's singing along with his Walkman?
It involved a lot of him making two fists and rotating them around each other clockwise. And
like a Cabbage Patch kind of situation?
Kind of like a this, oh, okay, and then a back.
Oh, EDM.
Yes. Yes, ethereal dance music.
Have you seen him today, or have you seen him? Have you seen Zane today?
Oh, yesterday.
Why? Yes. No, not to wait. What? It's Friday.
Did you see him today?
I did not see him today. I know where the young lad lives.
Oh,
that would be great.
Yeah.
If you wish to visit his dwelling place. He lives down the street this way, 5 blocks. There's a deli, and he lives above the deli in an apartment that the state paid for when he sued for emancipation. He lived by himself. He had a sad life. Yeah, that's right.
Wait, why are you keep on
speaking
saying
in
had?
The past tense?
What's that?
Yeah, wait, why are you speaking the past tense?
Can I investigate this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to also investigate 14. This guy. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
13.
I would like to do a perception to see if this is actually Zane Darkshadow. That's going to be a 3.
I'm going to touch him.
Oh, you touch him.
18.
He appears to be telling the truth. He appears to be the real guy. You see, he says, Zane was. You see, he reaches into a pocket of his coat, takes out a little sort of pearl that is now icy white.
This was jet black. Zane gave it to me and said if it were ever to turn icy white, that would mean he had passed from this mortal realm.
Why was he concerned with you knowing if he had passed?
He really wanted me to like what he was up to.
And, excuse me, might we...
Can I see that pearl?
Sure.
Thank you.
Can I
just pocket it?
Wait, give it to me. I'll cast Identify on it.
Maybe we do it after.
All right. It seems like everybody in this game really has some daddy issues.
I don't. I talk to my father all the time.
Is he dead?
Me too. But really every religious person has
Then he turns and stalks off into the graveyard.
Okay, cast Identify on this.
I cast Identify on the pearl.
Ah, yes, a pearl of life. This is a minor and rather common magical item used by necromancers to mark the passing of those who have been attuned to the pearl. The pearl, given in a jet black state, will mark the living status of that which has been attuned to it. Upon turning icy white, the pearl has marked that user's passage into the underworld, usually through a process known as death. The pearl is worth almost nothing and are often traded as sort of friendship tokens by necromancers from one to the other. This has been the Identify spell.
Can you ask if it's reusable?
Or ask if it's if it was attuned with Zane or someone
it
else?
It does say, can I tell who it is attuned to?
Give me an Arcana check.
Nat 20, baby.
Hell what? Yeah.
You look into the pearl and you see Zane Darkshadow's dead body.
Oh, God. Guys, fuck. I think he's dead. I mean, I guess there's a possibility that he entered into the underworld and didn't die, and he's on some kind of weird, like...
Before we do this, I'm going to take out the crystal, and I'm going to text the number that was Zane Darkshadow's and say...
You up?
Basically, and say things got wacky at the Black Pit. Like, you want to meet up soon?
Well, if someone killed him, then that means they probably took the crystal.
That's
so
what I'm
they're
saying.
Getting this.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right.
Cool. You shoot the text. No immediate reply. You guys head down the street. You are in the Elm Valley neighborhood. This is where your parents live. This is where your house is. Very ticky-tacky little houses, a little deli, kind of like one of those like weird, musty delis in like very suburban neighborhoods that's like not a lot of foot traffic, so hardly anyone comes in. And above it, so there's a tiny little apartment. The front door is locked.
Can I try to pick it?
Yeah, go for it. That would be a thieves' tool proficiency.
Okay, so 8 plus whatever that is.
Whatever dex is? Yeah, no worries. You see Riz goes up, picks the lock. There's a very thin staircase with like spider webs and other kind of stuff sort of decorated, like a black light. You guys walk up the steps, and you see that there is a small, basically one-room apartment. There's not even a bathroom, there's just a toilet in the corner.
God, this black light is showing up so much cum.
yeah. Is that what that is?
I think so.
You guys see around here, there's just a bunch of stuff. It is a fucking wreck in here. There's like broken furniture, the bed is all strewn about, there's stuff sort of thrown everywhere. Go ahead and make whatever checks you guys would make in this new environment.
I'd like to make investigate.
Got a 26 perception. Can I check and see if it's been, like, drawers have been searched through, like someone robbed?
Cool.
I got 25.
Jesus Christ. 25 I got another nat 20.
Fuck yeah.
What the hell is going on with this dice?
Well, final luck.
No, incredible. Okay.
At this point.
Yeah. Okay, what'd you get for perception?
27.
Did you roll a nat 20?
No, I got a 19.
I also got a 19.
Nat 20 from Adine.
Yeah.
25 investigate.
25 investigate from Riz. Cool. Yeah,
10. I did get a 10.
Cool.
I got a 10 as well.
10 as well. Fabian, anything from you?
Five.
First of all, to your question, yes, this place was rifled through.
Okay.
You start looking around. What you guys find, each of you finds a different thing. The first thing Adine finds is you find a whole bunch of ritual material. It's like very well-kept star maps of the night sky, so incredible astronomical star maps. There are instructions for a ritual that involves certain stages of the moon, so they require it to be on the new moon. Mm-hmm. And the actual text of the invocation begins on this All Hallows Eve.
Oh God, so he has a very specifically Hallows Eve spell. When is that? Soon, right?
With that nat 20, you're looking at it, you don't think it was coming up. You think it happened.
Oh.
You notice the one thing that strikes your attention with that investigate check, or that perception check, is that his rat cage, his little rat cage with like little sawdust on the floor, little toys, stuff like that, the door is open, but it's not broken, meaning it looks like the latch was undone. But you notice that it has been like moved from where it normally stands, if that makes sense. Your intuition is telling you that this was like opened during the combat that happened in here, during whatever fucking crazy thing happened in here. By the way, you also notice arcane residue of blood being cleaned magically. Prestidigitation of blood being cleaned. So this place wasn't put back together, but evidence was destroyed. Riz, you find two things. A little bottle in his bathroom that says, keep cadaverously cool with midnight ice body temperature pills. Little pills that he took to keep his body like extremely cold. You also find underneath his bed Johnny Spell's contract with his demonic overlord. So like Johnny Spell's soul contract with Gorgalax the Insatiable.
Cool, so I'll bring it out and I'll show these guys. Can we
read
it?
Yeah, I'll show my findings so far.
Yeah, can we read it?
Yeah.
We all found
stuff. What did he, maybe we'll find out why he didn't fuck.
I just took a break real quick.
Can we, let's
why was he no fab?
You guys all rolled pretty fucking incredibly. You make a connection between the star map and the rituals, and that the ritual that, even though it's in Zane Darkshadow's hand, it looks like Zane reverse engineered the ritual Johnny Spells used to become a warlock. And having his contract, however the fuck Zane managed to get that here, must have given him some incredible power over Johnny Spells to be able to call on him to do things. What you also realize is that the star chart and the new moon and the on Hallow's Eve, combining those together, you can completely find out where this ritual was done. Because you know it had to be on Hallow's Eve, you know what phase of the moon it was, and you know the stars and the position in the sky when it happened. So you could pinpoint to like a geographical certainty where this ritual went down.
Okay, we can figure this out. I also think that we should call your mom, dude, because there was a lot of blood in this room that's been cleaned up. So somebody has been here after whatever happened, and like, something went down.
I'm sorry, is Zane's body's in this room?
No, Zane's body is not in this room.
Is the rat in this room?
The rat is not in this room.
If he was invisible, you can't be invisible after death, right?
No.
How far away is the place where the ritual happened?
I would need you to make a arcana check, and it would probably be something you'd have to do over like a couple minutes.
Okay.
We can make an anonymous call.
Can I make a perception check again?
Yeah.
Ooh, I got an 18.
Cool. What are you looking for?
I just feel like it just feels weird, so I just want to know, make sure that there's not like another person coming or
another weird thing in here.
Yeah. Or just like someone
like watching us.
I'll tell you what you figure out. The weapon that did this, that like broke furniture and stuff, was a two-handed slashing weapon, so like a great axe or something similar.
Did I do this?
It's that freaking barbarian teacher.
Can we see if there's any corn evidence, corn, as they call it in the business, in the Rizness?
Oh, never say that again. Never, as they ever call say it that
in
again.
The Rizness?
No.
Looking for corn.
I'm trying to say
I'm sniffing
you.
Around for corn.
What about the
give me another investigate check.
No.
I don't think we should be 12. Using our names and catchphrases at all.
You actually do find some stuff here and there written in the margins of things. The thing that's not making sense to you anymore is that Zane was a necromancer, a wizard. So there are some weird religious things similar to the Page of Shadows that animated that corn ooze, right? So there's some of them here or there that Zane has in some of his notes. You also notice that where you tend to find those doodles, you tend to find things ripped out, right? So like things that would have had more clues about that are gone.
Can we, should we text the crystal one more time and see if we hear like a sound?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Just like another question mark or something?
I will text tomorrow night, Jazzy, ?
Jazzy Jeff.
You text it and no noise from the room.
Okay.
So the corn stuff's been removed from this little contract here. Okay. Does anyone have good animal handling?
No.
What animal would we handle?
See
if we can lure that rat out with another sexy rat.
Please do not.
We still have the one bright light sexy rat.
No,
with us.
It only lasts for a minute. So
also,
it definitely
I would have killed it if it was still here.
So I would like to throw out that porter. The barbarian teacher would be wielding. Do I know what
he had? A hammer, a great hammer.
But that's going to be a.
But that's not a slash. It's a slash. Yeah.
I think. But also,
what
the
is
guys
her,
on the,
how
the,
was your little conversation with the old coach there, Coach Daybreak?
What it was not good. We just talked about religious shit. Okay.
What does he wield?
I think I know. Like another person that could be wielding that is the guy from the team that keeps bullying me.
Yeah.
But we know that one of the faculty was involved.
Well, but that doesn't mean that students aren't also involved.
What if it was that bully Zane's kid? Involved. He's a barbarian. What if the kid and Daybreak work together?
Or Porter. Yes.
We should just check out the whole team.
Yeah, you're right, because this guy...
he was at the field.
He knocked into me when that... He knocked my Bible into the corn, and then that bully hit you right afterwards when we were in line day one, like to get lunch. Remember, we were talking.
Oh my God! Wait, that bullying is a smokescreen for much worse things.
Oh, not a chance. That boy is much too stupid to get into some kind of plan like this.
I think he's muscle.
But he can be stupid. I mean, I'm here.
Okay, do not put stupid. Yourself down like
no.
that. Don't you dare do that to yourself.
No,
I
you're really no, smart and a really good dresser.
I mean, yeah, you're not really, really smart.
I don't know, are you almost you're done? Because yeah, we can done. Figure What's that out the, and then leave.
Go ahead and give me an Arcana check.
Oh, I got a 13.
A 13? Cool. You start putting them together. The location where this must have happened would have been east of the Marigold River, high up somewhere where you could see those stars.
Y'all, Durinson Mithril Factory.
Yep.
Sorry, continue. I just got excited.
It could be. That makes sense. It's up in east the mountains. East of the river?
It also seems like somewhere that Zane would hang out, an abandoned factory. Yeah.
All I we mean, know it is could east be. Of the river, or do we know northeast or anything?
Well, and high, right? East of the river and high. I
mean, east of the river, high up. Yeah.
There's also the top of the Strong Tower Luxury Apartments, but and that's not as...
And there's also the Thistle Springs.
God. East and north.
East and north. Go ahead and make me our Arcana check.
Not one.
Go ahead and roll for a panic attack.
Seventeen.
Your breath starts to speed up a little bit as you realize that your friends are now basing their decisions off of whether your Arcana work was good or not, and you begin to be unsure of everything that you just said.
I put my hand on her shoulder, and I am into all this like religious stuff too. So, is there a way that I could take over with my Arcana? Or it's just magic stuff.
It's just magic stuff, yeah. But you can actually give you can take like a help action, or you cool. can do something yeah. like that. Yeah. Go ahead and roll advantage on that arcane check.
What does it mean?
I don't know. That was the first time I've ever done that.
Wait.
I got an 8 and an 18, so an 18.
Cool.
Thank you.
You look back at it. It needs to be somewhere high up. The Strong Tower Luxury Apartments are tall, but you immediately realize that the ritual calls for actually seeing the stars. Strong Tower's downtown. There'd be too much light pollution for you to be able to see at that.
Mithril Factory.
Okay, I think it's the abandoned Mithril Factory.
Guys, I have a thought.
What is it? Does it have to do with the sexy rat?
Why are you laughing?
Well, because it's like a leap, but maybe potentially interesting. If we threw a party at the Durinson abandoned factory.
Yes. I mean, maybe we should just look at it.
No, we should just go and investigate it. Why would we throw
a... What if we go and we pretend that we're going to throw a party there?
Why don't we just go... And maybe we'll throw a party if it's cool there.
If people on a later stop date, us, we say we're throwing a party.
Yeah, it's like a party
scouting.
Planning investigation.
We're scouting mission okay. to see if it's worthy of having a party.
That's
right?
Okay. That's very accurate.
Did you make this rat?
This is elite.
What'd you say?
Did you make another rat?
No, that was just sexy on its own.
Oh, wow. I also have these weird pills that they keep his body temperature down.
Do you think that was a fashion thing because he wanted to be like undead?
Or can I open the cap and see that there's actual pills in there?
Yeah. I'll make a medicine check.
Ooh, I've got the healer feat, but I don't think that helps me on medicine checks. 15 plus...
That's a great
16.
Check. 16. You crack it open. You smell some of the chemicals that are in there, some of the alchemical properties. There's a little bit of like ghoul blood or something in here that would it would take your body heat all the way down, take your body temperature way down without killing you. It would make you not sweat. It would make your biological functions kind of freeze up.
Wait a second. Look at the pearl again.
Is it still?
Can we check the pearl if still the pearl white? Is white or black?
Pearl is still white.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, I think you're right. See, I mean, you may
but
be
it's moments
so,
like that.
But I'm
sure,
but I'm usually wrong.
The pills are neutral. The pills are something because they don't actually hurt you. They're just cosmetic. It's a thing that necromancers.
But they weren't like fucked with or anything.
Not that you can see. No, there doesn't appear to be any poison.
How long do they last for? Does it say how long they last for?
Side of the bottle it says one pill every 48 hours.
48 hours.
Can you drink with them?
It doesn't recommend drinking.
Can pregnant women use them?
Should you ask your doctor before you?
We go to the Mithril Factory.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get out. But wait, hold on. Put in an anonymous tip.
Oh yeah.
Can. Can I also cast Unseen Servant to get all of the fingerprints that we've left completely everywhere in this place out of here?
That's so cute and mean.
Yeah.
Hey. Why don't we call? Yeah, we'll call on Zane's phone.
Why don't? While you're calling.
Or if he has like. Does he have a landline?
Can you give us a speech again? I really liked it last time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it really did help us, huh?
Yeah.
You guys. Unfortunately, do we have time? Should we get out of here, or should I just?
I think it should be right. Why don't you on the way to... on the way to the Mithril Factory? You can give us an inspiring speech.
Okay, I'm just gonna let you know that I'm feeling for the first time in my life really dry. Usually, I have so much passion for this, but I feel like ever since meeting Helio and him just like refusing to answer like the number one question on my mind.
It's gonna get inspiring soon.
Has just kind of left me feeling like tasteless or like gray.
Can I give her bardic inspiration?
Oh, this isn't really me, but we can do it. And I'm so glad I'm alive. And I was thrust into this kooky puzzle with no answer for what, 80 years of my life? What kind of hell is that?
You just call
to
life
be
a kooky
sent
what's
happening? To, it's like I'm in the middle of the desert starving with only canned food and no can opener. Well, and it's like, I thought this book was a can opener, but I mean, it's not.
It's hard for me to completely empathize because I am immortal.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that the life is so for the living.
Oh, you know what's funny about that?
Live your life.
Is my whole life I've been living for the afterlife.
Yeah, don't
everything's
do that.
Been a promise for the afterlife, and I don't think that's even coming. And you know what? I might be in love with a woman, and that's crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
No,
yeah, we're
no,
fine
you don't
with
know
it.
My parents. My parents are gonna send me away to where I pray the gay away. Do you know how crazy that is?
Kristen, here's the good news is that there's all this corn stuff going on and your parents might be evil.
I used
evil
the corn to masturbate something. The other night.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw online, I was deep in Reddit and there were a couple tips for new lesbians.
Our corn.
What?
I'm just listening.
Yeah, can I take inspiration in this speech from the self-assuredness I'm feeling and that I'm like, oh, I have things relatively figured out.
Sometimes I look at my hands and I'm like, these aren't my hands. Okay. I would have noticed
that
they
look
like
my
this
hands.
By
okay,
now.
Good.
Yeah, Riz thought he was really lonely, but it turns out.
Yeah, as sort of a cautionary tale, everyone here gains temporary hit points. So you level plus your charisma modifier. So everyone four plus, what's your charisma?
Oh, three.
Three. So that's going to be 7 temporary hit points.
Cool.
Sick.
Do you guys do...
I'm kind of crying, but like...
So you guys get in a car headed towards the Durinson, like order of car or something like that? You guys head over to the Durinson Mithril Factory?
I'm driving, yeah. Of course.
Can I communicate with my motorcycle?
Yeah, you can if you like.
Can I ask it to meet me at the Durinson Mithril Factory?
Master. Where do you wish me to meet you?
Hangman, can you please meet us at the Durinson Mithril Factory, post-haste?
I know the Durinson Mithril Factory. I have been there many times.
Oh!
Really? Well,
guys, my motorcycle has been to the Durinson Mithril Factory. What as business more. Would you have there, motorcycle?
My previous master's skull was split by your bolt. Drove me there many times.
Johnny Spell has been a lot of...
What, oh my god, thank god, that means we're going to the right place.
Do you know what he was doing there, motorcycle?
He was visiting his benefactor.
Oh, his benefactor is at the Durinson Mithril Factory.
Oh, insatiable?
Was it
Gorok the Insatiable?
Was it the Gorok the Insatiable?
You see, it says...
Gorthalax.
Oh, Gorthalax, yes.
Is he like a big corn cutie?
He says,
does he look like corn?
Oh, I love corn!
I get to talk to my motorcycle. I get to talk to my motorcycle.
Gorthalax is enormous, terrifying, a vision of flame and hatred.
Oh, so what's Gorthalax?
Gorthalax.
Oh, fantastic. He used to meet Gorthalax at the Durham Mithril Factory.
Oh, fantastic.
Where we're going right now.
I will meet you there.
Like, fantastic. My motorcycle's going to meet us there.
You guys head out to the Durinson Mithril Factory.
Wow.
Go ahead and make perception checks on your way there.
Let's not separate this time.
Yeah.
Oh,
21.
Shit.
21.
13.
9.
Four. Cool.
8.
10.
21. You notice on your way there, up in the night sky above you, as you sort of, you can't see in the dark very well, but looking to the sky for some kind of meaning in the middle of your existential drift, you see above the moon, which there's just a sliver of light, an owl passes over the moon real quick, followed by another.
You guys, they know we're coming. A bunch of owls.
What? I hate this.
Oh, more owls.
I have a thought. Should we go tomorrow night? Because right now, everyone knows we're coming.
How?
The owls are spying on us.
I guess we could take a bunch of owls.
You see that the gnomish driver in the front of the car saying, you pay for the ride if you get out. You pay for the whole ride.
Well, look, we're going. For sure. Here, I'm going to use this. I take out a coexist sticker and I cast light on him.
Where'd you get that?
Awesome.
I forgot that I had it. I was praying for it for a while, for all the people who were this wrong.
You guys see the car wend its way up. Long dusty road. You see there are small little whiskey bars and little kind of houses hewn into the rough stone. It's kind of a dwarven neighborhood up here. A lot of dwarves got laid off a couple years back when the Durance and Mithril factory closed down and it's been abandoned for some time. Up in the distance, you see it. Tall red brick towers, huge vats of alchemical material meant to refine Mithril, the lightest, strongest metal of them all. You see that the car approaches at a certain point, and you guys see a chain link fence that has been chained up and locked, and the car drops you off. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys, you doing like a party up here?
Yeah. And we're scouting for one.
Good. Well, yeah. It's a good place for a party.
Do you take a lot of people here for parties?
Oh, no, hardly nobody. No, it's bad up here.
What?
All right.
Thanks for paying again for being here.
Yeah, thanks, baby.
Well, you all need money for shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take that as a sweet thing.
Okay,
can I make a perception?
Yeah, I wanna do a perception check if anyone's watching us.
Also, is my motorcycle arrived?
Master for the run.
Oh, hello, Hangman.
Oh, good, a big loud motorcycle.
Yes.
Hey. I got a 6 on my perception check.
Me too.
I got a 15.
15?
Nope, 5 again.
Goddamn 5.
I have an investigation. 21.
You hear a noise, Kristen, coming from inside the Mithril factory, which is like dilapidated and old. You can smell kind of acrid smell. I also point out that the factory is on the edge of this enormous cliff that drops into a quarry. Calling this thing a quarry is like, it's what an understatement. It is a like endless drop into inky blackness.
I'm just staring into it.
I pull her away from it.
The chain link fence opens into a little dusty parking lot, and then you can tell that there's the other side of the factory from here is probably more dilapidated than this side because it's been exposed to the elements. You hear a noise from the factory of and then you hear, who here speak? First of all, everyone that doesn't speak Dwarven hears like, who here speaks Dwarven?
I don't think any of us do, but I do have Comprehend Languages. So I will cast Comprehend Languages.
You hear, so Adine, letters and runes of all possible tongues surround your head, and the language is deciphered for you through the arcane mystery of your elven magic craft. You hear, sick grind, brother, I was, drop in and shred!
Oh, shit.
Guys, I think there's a bunch of skaters in there.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
That sounds awesome.
It's better than demons or zombies or something.
Skaters are cool.
Yes. Motorcycle. How far did Johnny Spillers go into the factory with you, or did you stop around
all
here?
All the way, master.
Oh, fantastic. Can you lead the way?
Yes.
Motorcycle backs up.
I love this motorcycle.
And maybe fucking blasts through the chain link fence.
Oh, no. Oh, good show, motorcycle.
Thank you.
Good show.
I have killed the fence.
I feel like we should just stealthily walk in there.
Yeah. You guys
hear this.
You guys hear the noise stop from within. What are you guys going to do?
Should we hide? Why don't we hide?
Hide? There's a fucking huge bug to
bite. Why don't we just leave the motorcycle for a second?
The motorcycle knows better than any of us where to go.
I feel like it's a dumb motorcycle.
I'm
gonna hide and stealth ahead and just see what's going on, and I'll give you guys.
A voice call out and say, "Those who tread here in this, the hall of our fathers and our fathers' fathers, ye have made yourselves known. Show now your face.
Super know that we're here.
Why don't you guys go say hi? I'll hide, and then I'll pop out if something bad happens.
I'm here to skate. Me too.
Do you guys walk around to see who you're speaking to?
100%.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to sneak and follow
everyone
them.
Everyone but Riz.
Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Try to get around behind them, kind of.
Yeah.
23.
Cool.
I'm making a big show of it to be a cover for Riz.
I'm right there. I get on my motorcycle and like let it ride up.
I have a minor illusion of a skateboard on my shoulder. That you're holding like a boombox? you know, people with their skateboards always this.
You guys walk up, an entire side of the brick factory has collapsed in. You see a bunch of stocky, bearded dwarves, thick beards with like big t-shirts and thick baggy jeans and fat sneakers, holding these insane like stone and steel skateboards that have like harsh dwarven runes carved into them. There are two enormous half pipes. There's one half pipe outside, kind of like on the cliff edge. And there's another one in the actual like dripping, dilapidated, like three floors of the factory kind of collapsed in. So there's this insane fucking death hazard skate park that they have retrofitted this abandoned factory as. You see that the dwarves look at you. They're holding like hammers and axes and stuff like that. You see that they have, one of them has a crystal set up on their helmet. And you see that another one is holding one sort of in their hand like this as they sort of go up on their skates. So you guys are looking into the dilapidated building with your back to this giant. How are you guys? Are you guys like all together as you're standing? Aside from Riz, who's sneaking?
Yeah. I'm standing in the front.
I'm behind him on my motorcycle.
I'm right in the front. I'm out there.
I'm trying to stand in front of you.
I'm behind you.
Rad, you see one of the dwarves steps forward, big shield, camera on the helmet, the little crystal on the helmet, and goes,
"Who now approaches this? The ancient halls of the Durance and Mithril factories, where our fathers and our fathers' fathers worked long days so that we might come here
and
sneak
skate?
And
skate?
Yeah, we skate, but...
Yeah,
so
no.
What?
No, awesome. All about we just that. Had... You were really cool.
Yeah, we're just fellow lovers of speed.
And, like, fans. We're thinking about starting a streetwear company, and we wanted, like, real people to model for it.
It's a really big leap, but I'm right there with you. Yep, streetwear.
I'm a new me. I'm just big lies coming out of my mouth.
You're starting a streetwear company.
Well, fellas, I mean, it's not that simple. I mean, we're trying to understand the culture of the street that we might then base wear upon it.
Yeah, like
Fabian is the money.
Yes, I'm the money.
I'm the creative.
Yes, he's the creative.
We're the thinking one of, creative.
Riz is just slamming his
you
hand
see,
into
they
the
say,
wall.
They say,
"You each speak half of a different story. Do not use your words lightly around those of the dwarven folk."
Hey, my man, please, relax.
I'm a girl!
Oh, cool. Oh.
I am a girl. My name is Torek Railgrinder.
Cool.
Very cool.
I have shredded in these halls and dropped into half pipes deeper and more fearsome than any dwarf before me.
Dude, I would love to see you do this. This sounds fucking awesome, and I'm here to spectate.
She says,
"See this? You have seen your last. We will drive out the invaders!"
I'm going to just make a...
What?
She said drive out the invaders.
Oh, right. You see that... first, I'll make a perception check for me real quick.
Nat 20.
Fine. Nat 20. Oh. You see a group of owls on a tree branch that all fly... Look at this and fly out from here. On a nat 20, you get the impression that you have led these creatures to what they are looking for, and that they are going to go get something to come here.
Oh, no.
The clock is ticking. You guys see that the dwarves start going, crash, 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 crash!
Hey, hey, hey.
The exterior half pipe, the outside half pipe, begins to move. And an enormous pavement golem made of asphalt with highway stripes and like cars, borders, like the white and yellow stripes sort of covering its body, with rails on its arms, stands up with the half pipe on top of it. And I don't need everybody here to roll initiative.
Give me a good one. Give me a good one.
Nat 20 again.
Jesus.
Fuck yeah.
15.
13.
9.
8.
Amazing. That's all for this week on Fantasy High. Tune in next week as we see what shakes down at the Durinson Mithril Factory. Bye-bye.
Don't worry about the dwarves. I'll take care of the golem.
Oh, shit.
This dwarf grinds along this rail.
She did.
Throw the dwarfs off the cliff.
You'll pay for this! Inches from this bubbling green shit.
I'll jump out of the way at the last second.
This is the coolest shit's ever happened. Box of Doom.
What?
Yeah. Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that, Fig?
This is awesome.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.